Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you on this Friday, October 15th, as we welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Haley Montgomery. After Haley reads for us today, she and I will sit down and have a time where we talk about things of faith, about her family, and lots more. Thank you, Haley, for joining the podcast today.
Thank you so much for having me today, Mary. I'm excited to read for the podcast today. I'm reading first from 2 John in the New International Version. The Elder, to the chosen lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all who know the truth, because of the truth which lives in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, will be with us in truth and love. It has given me great joy to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as the Father commanded us. And now, dear lady, I am not writing you a new command, but one we have had from the beginning. I ask that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk in obedience to His commands. As you have heard from the beginning, His command is that you walk in love. Many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh have gone out into the world. Any such person is the deceiver and the antichrist. Watch out that you do not lose what you have worked for, but that you may be rewarded fully. Anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever continues in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not take him into your house or welcome him. Anyone who welcomes him shares in his wicked work. I have much to write to you, but I do not want to use paper and ink. Instead, I hope to visit you and talk with you face to face so that our joy may be complete. The children of your chosen sister send their greetings. And now I'm moving over to Psalm 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To Him who alone does great wonders, His love endures forever. Who by His understanding made the heavens, His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, His love endures forever. Who made the great lights, His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, His love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, His love endures forever. To Him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, His love endures forever. And brought Israel out from among them, His love endures forever. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, His love endures forever. To Him who divided the Red Sea asunder, His love endures forever. And brought Israel through the midst of it, His love endures forever. But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea, His love endures forever. To Him who led His people through the desert, His love endures forever. Who struck down great kings, His love endures forever. And killed mighty kings, His love endures forever. Sion, king of the Amorites, His love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, His love endures forever. And gave their land as an inheritance, His love endures forever. An inheritance to His servant Israel, His love endures forever. To the one who remembered us in our low estate, His love endures forever. And freed us from our enemies, His love endures forever. And who gives food to every creature, His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven, His love endures forever. And now we're moving on to Esther chapter 3. After these events, King Xerxes honored Haman, son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, elevating him and giving him a seat of honor higher than that of all the other nobles. All the royal officials at the king's gate knelt down and paid honor to Haman, for the king had commanded this concerning him. But Mordecai would not kneel down or pay him honor. Then the royal officials at the king's gate asked Mordecai, "Why do you disobey the king's command?" Day after day they spoke to him, but he refused to comply. Therefore they told Haman about it to see whether Mordecai's behavior would be tolerated, for he had told them he was a Jew. When Haman saw that Mordecai would not kneel down or pay him honor, he was enraged. Yet having learned who Mordecai's people were, he scorned the idea of killing only Mordecai. Instead, Haman looked for a way to destroy all Mordecai's people, the Jews, throughout the whole kingdom of Xerxes. In the 12th year of King Xerxes, in the first month, the month of Nisan, they cast the poor, that is, the lot, in the presence of Haman to select a day and month. And the lot fell on the 12th month, the month of Adar. Then Haman said to King Xerxes, "There is a certain people dispersed and scattered among the people in all the provinces of your kingdom whose customs are different from those of all other people and who do not obey the king's laws. It is not in the king's best interest to tolerate them. If it pleases the king, let a decree be issued to destroy them, and I will put 10,000 talents of silver into the royal treasury for the men who carry out this business." So the king took his signet ring from his finger and gave it to Haman, son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the enemy of the Jews. "Keep the money," the king said to Haman, "and do with the people as you please." Then on the 13th day of the first month, the royal secretaries were summoned. They wrote out in the script of each province and in the language of each people all Haman's orders to the king's satraps, the governors of the various provinces, and the nobles of the various peoples. These were written in the name of King Xerxes himself and sealed with his own ring. Dispatches were sent by couriers to all the king's provinces with the order to destroy, kill, and annihilate all the Jews, young and old, women and little children, on a single day, the 13th day of the 12th month, the month of Adar, and to plunder their goods. A copy of the text of the edict was to be issued as law in every province and made known to the people of every nationality so they would be ready for that day. Spurred on by the king's command, the couriers went out, and the edict was issued in the citadel of Susa. The king and Haman sat down to drink, but the city of Susa was bewildered.
Thank you so much, Haley, for joining the podcast today. I want to hear a little bit more about your family.
Well, I'm married to Luke, who is also a member. And then I have two children, Anne Louise, who is six, and James, who is a wild little three-year-old boy.
Okay, two questions arise from that. I want to know, how did you meet Luke? And also, tell me a little bit more about Anne Louise and James.
Sure. So Luke and I met in college at the University of Alabama, and we dated all throughout most of college. And then after he went to law school, and we got married shortly after he left law school. And then Anne Louise and James, they are just the delights of our life. They keep us very busy. They are wild and so much fun. Anne Louise is just the sweetest, just soul, but she's also a really good big sister, and James just loves her too. It's really neat to see a boy and girl 3 years apart be so close. I hope they stay that way forever, but he is just fun, a ball of fire. He is definitely keeps us on our toes.
Haley and I have been in a lot of growth groups together, and one thing that I've admired about her is her devotion to her exercise plan. So I don't know the answer to this question, but I'm kind of curious, what got you into fitness, and how do you stay fit, and what are the benefits?
I grew up doing all kinds of sports and activities, and so I've always liked physical activity, I guess. My mom is also always been really active and my dad, and I don't know if I just got that from them, but as I became older, it really became a stress reliever to me. And so I felt like if I could start my day with some sort of exercise, it really helped me throughout the day. And then it's also become just a very social thing for me. So I have a friend that I run with a couple days a week during the week. Then I have a friend I run with on Saturdays that she does marathons. I do not keep up with her, but I try to do that. And then I do other forms of exercise as well that kind of keeps me connected with people, but also really fills that need to really relieve the stress of everyday life.
I want to hear a little bit about your work. What do you do?
So I am in marketing and I work for a technology company called Cisco. So we kind of help make the internet work, if that helps people understand. We sell switches and routers and a lot of hardware and also software. I actually started out my career in healthcare. So I worked at a hospital for 10 years in marketing. And then a colleague of mine that I'm on a board with, he recruited me over to a technology company here in town, and then I eventually started working here at Cisco. So it's a really great company. It's huge, 77,000 employees, so it's kind of crazy. But the way that technology works now, I talk with people across the country every day, so it's really cool.
Speaking of technology, you and I share a love for podcasts. Tell me about a podcast that you're listening to right now.
I feel like I'm ready for a new one, but one that I always look forward to a new, I guess, season coming out. It's called Revisionist History, and it's by Malcolm Gladwell. And he's always been kind of a writer in the communications and advertising and creative space. So I've always just kind of been interested. He talks a lot about psychology and how that drives us to do things. But Revisionist History is about events that have happened and maybe we misunderstood those events. And so he kind of breaks those down and talks through them. It's a really great podcast. So if you like history and some psychology, you might enjoy it.
Okay, I want to take our discussion a little more serious. I want to hear about your faith. Tell me about your journey. Did you have a specific moment when you came to faith that you can remember? And then also how the Lord has worked in your life.
Sure. So I grew up in a Christian home, so I'm very fortunate to have two very loving parents. I was in church for as long as I can remember. I have an older sister who has also been a wonderful influence on me. So, and then I believe I was about 10 or 11. My parents had been talking to me about accepting Christ. And so the preacher actually came to my house one night and we said the prayer of acceptance together. And so that was, I guess when I truly accepted faith, but I feel like my faith is just a journey. I feel like there's been so many moments that are on and off, that happened, but I don't think I really truly understood the meaning of it. So there was a time where I wasn't in church much. And even Luke and I, when we were married, we would go to church visiting, but really until we came to Mountain Brook Baptist, did we really get, connected and feel like we're in the right place and really growing in our faith. So very thankful for this church. So glad that my kids get to grow up here. So glad to know you and Wayne, and all of the staff is so great. It really has helped us. I feel like now we're in such a good place. We still have so much, more to grow, but, again, just thankful for, I feel like God has put me in so many situations where I've just been blessed to be around Christian people.
You mentioned coming to the church. How did you and Luke first get acquainted with Mountain Brook Baptist?
We were just visiting churches in the area. We had been attending one church, but really hadn't really felt a connection there. And so we came and visited. And of course, Sharon was right on the spot and she got us connected immediately. Love her. And really also, I think I was pregnant at the time. So she was, walking us through, what that looked like for kids. And it was really helpful because I felt very strongly like, wow, this is such a great place for us, but also my family, my growing family. So just kudos to Sharon and all she does and all the staff. We felt so welcomed right when we came in the door. And so again, we are just happy to be here.
Now, Haley is a leader in some of our growth groups. And as I mentioned earlier, she and I have been in growth groups together. Tell me a little bit about growth groups and why it is a rich experience?
Well, I think everyone should do a growth group because it is such a wonderful experience. I don't think you can really understand it until you join one in a way. One, it connects you with people of all ages within the church. And that's something that, especially during COVID now, you know, you're not able to connect with that many people at all. But being able to meet all of these fabulous people in the church that you may not know otherwise. So that's number one. But also just, you know, being in God's word and really truly studying it. You know, I've always read the Bible and, you know, been a part of church and Sunday school, but being prepared and learning really helps you hear what God is trying to tell you. So I will say when I first was joining, I felt like it might be very overwhelming because it seems like a lot, but it's so manageable and it's so worthwhile. I have just found them so enriching. So would highly recommend it.
Is there a time in your life where you can look back now and you can say, wow, the Lord was definitely at work there?
I think there's so many moments. I think to my children, the gift of life that he has given us, you know, twice, I feel like we're so thankful for that. I think another time that comes to mind is kind of a story here, but my parents had a double wedding, which a lot of people find very interesting, but my mom's very best friend, Carolyn, was the one that she had a double wedding with. Anyway, she has been an influence on our life. And I think, sadly, she passed away a couple of years ago. She had cancer. And when we had her celebration of life ceremony, it really dawned on me like, wow, she has been such a disciple to me and my family. And even though she'd always been around, it was a moment that I was like, thank you, God, for putting her in my life, you know, my mom's life, especially because she really helped cultivate the faith of our whole entire family. So that's another moment that comes to mind.
Haley, was there anything in the scriptures that you read today that stuck out?
I really did like in 2 John that they're reminding us of the commandment that God gives us. And it says, and this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands. As you have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love. And I just thought, what a simple verse to remember, no matter what's happening, that we always need to walk in love.
That is a great reminder for us. And on that note, would you end our time together with prayer?
Dear Lord, thank you so much for this day that you've given us and all the blessings of life on this earth. Thank you, Lord, for Mountain Brook Baptist Church and the opportunity to come together to hear your word. We thank you for the reminder today to walk in love and obedience with you, and no matter what, that your love endures forever. Lord, I pray we would listen to your commands and be disciples, bringing others to faith in you. I pray you would heal those who are sick, give hope to those who are hopeless, and strength to those who are weak. Lord, we pray for Mountain Brook Baptist and the staff, and that you would bless them as they bless us each and every day. And we pray all of this in your name. Amen.